Figgs heard the remark and thought it was the signal for a new game. She grabbed the hare's footpaw, crying,
"Lack-a-day, eat Miss Rosie, lack-a-day."
Rosie Woodsaddle was hardly amused at first.
I say, that's a good un, young Figgs. Eat Miss Rosie, what? Ouch! You little villain, she bit me.
The four youngsters nearly fell off the bowsprit laughing. Benji stood up and grasped a rope to steady himself. When the laughter subsided, he pointed west.
Look, what's that? The water's all ripply out there.
In a trice, Finbar was across the deck and up on the bowsprit alongside the squirrel.
Show me, Benji, mate.
There, see, Mr. Finbar, the sun glitters on it.
Aye, I sees it, messmate. Joseph, bring that tiller about. It could be a shoal of small fishes. You young'uns going up Logalog, rig up some nets. Maybe our luck is back. Well done, Benji.
Joseph and Logalog watched the strange rippling water as Pearl Queen sailed toward it. The shrewd chieftain was plainly puzzled.
Never seen nothing like that before. Hope it's not rocks under the surface or anything dangerous. What do you suppose it is, Joseph?
I don't know enough about the sea to say, friend. It certainly is odd, though. Our best bet is to follow orders and trust Finbar. Are the nets ready?
Aye. I've posted Fatch and the rest at the stern. We'll do a spot of trawling if it is small fish.
Figgs had given up trying to eat Rosie. Now she sat on the hare's shoulders, gazing out over the flurrying, rippling strip of sea that came out of nowhere and vanished into the distance. It was about 20 boat lengths wide. The nets were cast over as soon as Pearl Queen entered the disturbed patch of water. Finbar Galedeep hung over the stern, peering into the meshes at the grey, wriggling swarms trapped in them. Pulling himself back on deck, he clapped Logalog's back with a paw that was as hearty as it was heavy and shouted,
"Shrimp! We sailed into shoals of shrimp!"
A cheer went up from the crew. Rosie and Figgs headed swiftly for the galley.
Woo! Do you hear that, Figgs? Shrimp! Now, I'm sure I spotted some mushrooms and spring onions. Aha! Leeks! It's shrimp stew all round for tea. What do you say, Figgs?
Shrimps? Lack-a-day, took a gun. Figgs wants shrimps.
Finbar helped the crew pull in the nets that bulged with grey, wriggling shrimps.
Ha-ha! They'll soon be all pink and tender when they gets cooked.
The sea otter chortled.
I wonder, is there any pepper about? Great seasons, there's a dish to warm the cockles of your heart. Shrimp stew with hot root pepper aplenty. Ahoy there! Bandle, steers out of this lot now, we got enough!
A panic cry rang out from the shrew at the tiller.
I can't hold it, Finbar! We're being pulled into the rippling water! I can't get it out!
Finbar dropped the nets and dashed to the tiller.
Give it here, mate. This ship ain't going nowhere I don't want it to. Come over, Pearl!
The sea otter fought with all his strength against the tiller, trying to get the vessel back into calm seas.